You are now tuned in to The Raymundo Show. History in the making. A man with a master plan to inspire, make you laugh, spread love around the world. The Brooklyn Way. Give it up for your host, Raymundo.
Yeah. It's your host, Raymundo. And we got another bonus episode for you today. I had a dream about this episode. Had to see how I can bring it to life. But this episode is titled, The Power of Love. I feel like love ain't been hot since the 90s, early 2000s. Now it's all about smashing and fucking Amazon. And who's vaccinated and who's not vaccinated and who gives a fuck. And how you can make money. Social media. Shit is crazy now, man. Like we live in a whole different world. Shout out to Jasmine Guy. But yeah, man, with no further ado, let's get into that quote of the day.
Turn it up.
It's Raymundo's quote of the day.
And the quote of the day is brought to you by the legendary Maya Angelou. Love recognizes no barriers. And we've all experienced love. And we know that shit takes no prisoners. Good or bad, the effect that it has on you is strong. And whatever you think is not possible, with love, anything becomes possible. Because you're not doing it from a place of fear. You're doing it from the corazón. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I'm all right with that. Yeah, man, but let's wrap up that QOD, cuz. But yeah, this episode was inspired by a dream and a song. And I won't do this episode justice without adding a song. DJ, hit me. That's the power of love. That's my shit, bro. I had to bring back that 80s classic. I'm sure some of y'all heard it. I'm sure the young generation don't know what the fuck I just played. But like they told me back in the days, that's that grown folks music. You dig? You understand? My hood niggas is like, yo, bro, what the fuck did you just play right now? Yo, but you know what I'm saying? You gotta have an open ear for music, man. Just can't be listening to one thing, man. Open your fucking ears, bro. When it comes to love, there's only one place you can start from. Because if you don't start from you, I feel like you'll never truly know what love is if you don't truly love yourself. It might get confused with lust, obsession, comfortability. But when you start from me, from I, then the we and they, them, us, it just comes together. Should have you like my son from the A-Team. I love it when a plan comes together.
And I love it when a plan comes together.
But on some real shit, you gotta love yourself. Because what other way would you be able to show people how they need to love you? And if you don't know what it looks like to love yourself, I would say when you look at yourself in the mirror and the choices you make are a big indication. Are you making sure you're eating right? I hope you're on top of your hygiene because you can't even fuck around with that. Especially if you take the subway or any type of public transportation. Are you working out a couple times a week? Are you saying no to yourself? Even though you want to say yes, you're saying no to the things that's going to hold you back. It could be saying no to someone you love or food you really want to eat, but if you do, it might fuck up your cholesterol or your blood pressure. I feel like you could tell yourself that you love yourself all you want, but your actions is what shows. Are you making sure you're good by any means necessary? If someone that's not good for your energy, you remove them from your circle, even if you knew them for a long time. Do what you need to do to make sure loving you comes first. And it's crazy, yo, the more that you love you, the more people gonna love you. You're just gonna notice the difference. I don't know, but like, I admire people that love themselves a lot. Even if they wanna do something, some fun shit, but they're disciplined. Those are real role models. And we all know people like that and love themselves enough to say no, to do it when it's better for them. Just no love clots. They have no love clots, man. This shit's just flowing for themselves. I know a lot of people, if you're in a place where you don't feel that for yourself, for me, honestly, it comes and goes. Sometimes I have it at 1,000. Sometimes that shit is like negative 100 or some shit. Never negative 1,000, but I think it's important to have it, strive for it every day. We just want to start loving everybody else but us and everything else but us. There's beauty in self-love. There's strength in self-love. There's acceptance with self-love. And that shit, money can't buy that shit. That's just your God-given right. Shit, in a world where the wealth gap is so crazy and we got to deal with a whole bunch of shit and hate, heavenly love is your defense to all that. That's your fucking, your armor, your shield. That shit should be taught from pre-K all the way to 12th grade. It should be some type of self-love class, and it should be before or after lunch. Preferably after lunch. You'd be more receptive to all that good self-love. And yeah, some of y'all might take that self-love and shit a little too far, you know what I'm saying? Don't get carried away like Pee Wee Herman with it. Yeah, but other areas where love might be powerful is doing what you love. And when I hear doing what you love, I think about WeWork. I've said it before in the podcast. I used to work for WeWork, and we used to always wear shirts, do what you love, even though we all hated the shit. I don't know if you saw the documentary on Hulu, but the dude Adam had a way of convincing a lot of people that he knew what he was doing, but he made everybody think that they love what they were doing. Like, it's crazy. But really loving what you do, man, like being happy to go to work or being happy to go to your business, just anything. I feel like doing what you love definitely gives your life a ridiculous meaning. If that's not what your situation is now, I feel like you owe it to yourself to know how it feels like. If it's nothing for you, then cool, go back to not doing what you love. But doing what you love and is also giving you an income, as my best friend would say, it's a beautiful thing. Like, we all need money, and the more money we have in this world, the more freedom we possess. So being able to mix love with work, it's unheard of to some people, but the people that are living it got the fucking cheat code for real. But not no cheat code, man. I'm sure it takes hard work, but since you love it, it's just easier to get done. You imagine, yo, I've gotten some donations, and I like to give a shout out to those who've contributed to the Raymundo show. But being able to really make a living of doing research and putting these episodes together to help people and have a following behind that would be ideal for me. Shit, you know what I'll even take? I'll take the love of being good at shit. I think that's overlooked. You may not love it, like it may not be something you dreamed about it, but you're great at it. Like, you're good at it, you picked it up quick, and all you gotta do is have more experience to be better. I don't think too many people dream of being a real estate investor or a tycoon, but shit, that's something I will learn to love. You know what I mean? If I'm good at it, or I'll make sure I get good at it, I'm gonna eventually love it because I'm good at it. We all love doing shit that we're good at. Makes us feel good. I've mentioned before, doing shit that you suck at is also fun, but usually alcohol helps with that. So bottom line, either find a way to do what you love, or be so good at it that you love what you do because you're good at it. Yeah, but this has been a great first half so far. Yeah, let's get into this quick break.
Now a word from our sponsors.
Don't touch that dial.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Raymundo Show. We had to take a quick break. This is the bonus episode. The power of love. Love conquers all. Love is kind. Love is patient, according to the Bible. Some say love is a drug. Some say love is a weapon. But we all know that love is a blessing. We all have our own, I feel like, definitions of what love is. To an extent, we all experience it differently. But, you know, with the same smile, same good feeling, hope, the whole nine. But it's something constant, especially in your relationships, right? You know, when it comes to my support squad. Yeah, man, love is always there. It's always said and it's always shown. And I'm talking friends, family. See, I know some of us, every now and then we fall off when it comes to calling, especially me, man. I'm like, for having such a great support squad, not the best to get in touch with. Like, I'm not, it's hard to get in touch with me. Like, if I'm doing a million things, it just, I keep it a buck, man. I don't like talking on the phone, bro. Like, I don't like nothing. I know we need to talk on the phone, but it's just, sometimes I don't want to get on the phone. In person is a different story. I love seeing my people in person. It's always great to see them. Mad love. That's something I'm working on. It can't be one-sided. I'm just blessed to have great people that are patient with me and know that even though I may not call them all the time, my love is still there. But y'all don't do the same, man. Hit your people up. Because I don't know if I said this before, man, but this, you have a last conversation with everyone. So just try to make it the best conversation it could possibly be. I know sometimes people got to get checked. Shit got to get resolved. But once that's done, let it go, man. It's not worth it. But yeah, man, fucking health-wise, it's not good to be by yourself. So that power of love with your support squad, your people that you love to be around, can never stress enough how much you need them to deal with stress. Shit, dating, when you realize you're in love, even if the person doesn't feel the same way, it's still a great thing because it always happens when you don't expect it. You just wake up, you put your socks on, and be like, oh shit, I'm in love? What the fuck? It's more meaningful than that, but I feel like you know it, but there comes a time where you accept it. It's not always at the same time. But yeah, man, when you taking someone serious and y'all got goals, relationship goals that exceed just hooking up every now and then, I think it's just a great thing, man. And being on the same page, working together, makes the love that more amazing. And shit happens. Sometimes shit is not always meant to be forever, but you got to make sure whatever time you're supposed to be with that person, you give them the best love you possibly can. As long as you're receiving love back. Things are not, love is not always on the same level. It's not even about that. It's just being there for each other, holding each other down. What else you need, right? I know niggas like, nah, I need more than that, B. But you gotta be grateful. Let's not forget about that unbalanced love, that no good love, which is you giving somebody all your love, everything you got, and you in return are getting nothing. And we shouldn't have expectations, but sometimes it's obvious you're not on the same page. But since sometimes we confuse love with comfort, we decide to stay in that situation no matter how fucked up we know it is. And I feel like we all done it. Sometimes it's not just people, just we give our love and attention to the wrong things, and we do whatever feel good, whatever has least resistance. Nobody likes being uncomfortable. It's always just smoother to choose the easy route, but the tougher it is, the more you appreciate and respect yourself, and then this is something that adds to your self-love and those decisions you make. And as for myself, man, I'm telling you, I've been guilty of this, but I plan to rise above it. Do what's necessary no matter how tough the battle gonna be. Anything worth having is never easy to obtain. But then again, the way the law of attraction works is what you tell yourself. So if that's what you tell yourself, that's what it'll be. So you really have more control than you actually think. And now I feel like now the relationship that's the most important, I think, in your life is your relationship with your parents and your kids. I feel like what's good and fucked up about you has to do with your parents, and then it trickles down. I know my dad may not like that. He might give me a call after he hit an episode like, so what you mean, son? Shout out to my dad. Your parents are your introduction to love, man. What love is. And it's fucked up, man. There's kids out there that don't necessarily get it from their parents or don't even get to meet their real parents. We all know how the system treats them. My heart goes out to all those kids, man, that don't get that love. If you were blessed and you got that, we all know it's a great thing, but your parents can also get you the most upset or affect you the most. You're like, a million people could say my shit was fire. If my dad say my shit is all right, that's the only one I'm going to listen to. And it's crazy, right? Because now I'm about to be a dad, and like now I'm going to know what my dad and mom went through with me. I'm just hoping my Gonzalez twins are just a little bit nicer than I was. or less stubborn than I am and always been. The power of love is a beautiful thing, and having that love for life makes waking up, even on Mondays, easier to do. Having gratitude of what you have, knowing it can always be worse, and there's somebody out there that wish they had the life that you had. Yeah, man, but that power of love, when it comes to your kid, you can give your kid the best life they can possibly have. And that all comes from that love. You brought them here, they love you automatically, and no matter what, you're the hero. Because, shit, I'm 35 years old. I just turned 35 a couple days ago. And my mom and my dad still my heroes. And having that love for life makes waking up, even on Mondays, easier to do. Having gratitude of what you have, knowing it can always be worse, and there's somebody out there that wish they had the life that you had, should just make you happy with where you at. And then the things that you want, I'm telling you, they'll just fall into place. But you gotta have the right attitude. Leaving it to chance, even being optimistic is all right, but be positive. Speak that shit to existence and wait for it. And just expect to live a great life, no matter what fucked up shit happens in between. Because as much as it sucks to hear, it might be a reason for it. You don't always know at the beginning, but eventually you find out what it is. This was a great episode. I dreamt it. It was a little bit more upbeat in my dream, but this is the way I was feeling at the time. Yeah, I appreciate y'all, man. But yo, let's get into that time for action and final say. It's time for that. I really love and appreciate feedback, any good or bad. You can send me an email at mundo@theraymundoshow.com. Listen to any of my podcasts or leave any feedback on the website, which is www.theraymundoshow.com. You can reach me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, @theraymundoshow.com. And if you want to be part of history, you can donate on PayPal, Cash App, Venmo, anywhere where money and help is accepted. Appreciate you always, Mundo.
Subscribe now.
Raymundo's final say.
Turn it up.
Love has a power that can light up the world. It's food for the soul. We need it more than we think we do. In a world full of hate, greed, and injustice, love is all we got to get us through the bullshit. It's what makes the best the best and gives you the strength when times are the toughest. Makes a parent strive harder to do the best for their children. The reason why there's no cooking in the world better than the cooking that your parents do. And at the end of the day, who doesn't want to be with the people that they love? Who doesn't want to do the things that they love? Who don't want to be around love? Who doesn't want to be in love? Who doesn't want to show love? I mean, some people don't want to show love, like Boston fans in New York, or New York in the, or New York Yankee in Massachusetts. Then you get the point, man. Love is special. Love is kind. Love is patient. Love conquers all. Love is the shit. But thank you for joining me on this episode of the Raymundo Show. We got 7 bonus episodes left, so be ready. Till next time, peace, love, Mundo. Out, 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 out.